All right, so we'll say.
I'll start.
Is that good? Want me to wait a moment? All right, I still have to announce the daf. All right, so we'll say good morning. So today's daf is Memches. We are picking up on Mem Zayin Amud Beis. I'm sorry, actually we're starting on Memches Amud Aleph. I apologize. So we'll say, remember again, we're in the middle of an interesting discussion about trying to figure out, the Mishnah gave us an interesting, about the Kohen Gadol and the Nazir becoming Tamei Lameis. Becoming Tamei Lameis, and now the Gemara is in the midst of trying to figure out, how do we know that a Kohen Gadol, now remember, the Mishnah's discussion was on relative levels of holiness. Ultimately, if you have two individuals, who becomes Tamei Lameis? The Gemara then said, well, let's get back to basics a little bit, and let's actually try to figure out, how do we know that a Nazir and a Kohen Gadol actually even have the license to become Tamei Lameis? That's the fundamental question that the Gemara wants to deal with. So we're in the middle of discussing how we know that by Kohen Gadol. So we also remember we were darshaning the pasuk. So we left off yesterday. We actually read the last line of Mem Zayin Amud Beis. So also by the Kohen Gadol, we learn it out from the fact that the pasuk says La Aviv Uli Imo Lo Yitama. Remember the pasuk says Va'akol Nafshos Meis Lo Yavol. The Kohen Gadol may not defile himself for anyone. And then it goes out of its way to say La Aviv Uli Imo, for his father and for his mother. So why does it have to say those two if it already said Akol Nafshos Meis Lo Yavol? So the Gemara says La Aviv teaches us that he can't become Tamei for his father, but what? He can become Tamei for a Meis Mitzvah. So top of Memches Uli Imo. What does he do with the word imo? Meaning, why do you have to say for his mother also that he can't become tummy for his mother? To which the Gemara says, "Gzeir Shava." Oh, that comes to teach us Gzeir Shava. What's the Gzeir Shava? Look at the Rebbe. So we'll say Rebbe espouses an interesting. Right, Rebbe espouses an interesting Gzeir Shava. This sign, your Rebbe Omer Gabi Nazir. We had this drasha already. The pasuk by Nazir says, he may not become defiled for any dead people. For his father and for his mother, he may not become defiled. So the Gemara darshins, Rebbe darshins, a Nazir cannot become defiled for tuma, for death tuma, we'll call it tumas meis, of anyone. Shabbos says he can't become defiled if his close relatives, if his mother and father dies. But if his mother or father become a Metzora, or for that matter become a Zav or a Zava, that he is permitted to come in contact with them. So the Rebbe's understanding over here that the prohibition of the Nazir becoming Tamei for his relatives is limited to Tumas Meis, but other forms of Tuma the Nazir is permitted to expose himself to. Ve'inli ala b'Nazir. I only know that this is true by Nazir. From where do I know that this is true by Kohen Gadol as well? And you will say, how do I know that a Kohen Gadol also may not become Tamei Tumas Meis to his relatives, but if they become a Metzora, or they become a Zav, that it's permitted? To which the Gemara says, Amrit, we said, Lo Yomar Ima Bekohen Gadol, She'ein Tamud Lomar. So both say the truth is, when it comes to the Kohen Gadol, the Pasuk did not have to say that a Kohen Gadol may not become Tamei for his mother. Why? Shari Kavachomer, because I could have made a Kavachomer. Now, as you're both remember, by Kohen Gadol, the Torah says, Va'al kol nafshos meis lo yavo, lo aviv uli imo lo yitama. Pasuk says he may not become Tamei for anyone, for any person who dies, for his father and his mother. So the Gemara is suggesting over here, the Torah didn't have to say mother by Kohen Gadol, and I'll tell you why. The Gemara says, what's the Kavachomer? Shari Kavachomer, who? Uma im b'makum she'kohen had yom etamei lo'achid me'aviv, ain Kohen Gadol metamei lo'aviv. Rebbe said, remember, a Kohen had yom, the regular Kohen, is permitted to become Tamei for his brothers. But that is only for paternal brothers. Only for brothers with whom he shares a father. So in a place where a Kohen Het Yot, in a situation where a Kohen Het Yot is permitted to go ahead and become Tamei for his brothers, his paternal brothers, in that circumstance, a Kohen Gadol would not even be permitted to become Tamei for his father, for his own father, Makom Shein Kohen Hedyot Metami La'achiv Me'imo. In a situation where a Kohen Hedyot cannot become tummy for his maternal brothers, right? Rabbo say that is never, meaning again, if a Kohen Hedyot, has maternal brothers, same mother but different father, the Kohen Hedyot may not become tummy for those brothers. Eino Din Shein Kohen Gadol Metami La'imo. Then all the more so what? It goes without saying that a Kohen Gadol cannot become tummy for his mother. To which the Gemara says, Im Zachisa Mehadin, Ma Tamalomer Imo. So we'll say, therefore, what the Gemara is suggesting is, we can prove from a Kal v'Chomer that a Kohen Gadol cannot become tummy for his mother. If that's the case, I could prove it from the Kal v'Chomer, then why does the Pasuk need to state Imo? To which the Gemara says, Ma Tamalomer Imo Be Kohen Gadol, Mufna Lahakish veladun heimenu gezera shava. Oh, so both sides. So therefore, I don't really need Imo to teach me the halacha, because I can learn out the halacha that a Kohen Gadol can't become tummy for his mother from a Kal v'Chomer with Kohen Hedyot. So if that's the case, why does Torah include the word Imo? It's mufna. Mufna also means it's open. Open means it was included in the Torah for what purpose? For drasha purposes. What's the drasha purpose? To go ahead and make a gzir shava with nazir. So he says, Shne'emar imo b'nazir, v'ne'emar imo b'kohen gadol. It says the word imo by nazir, it says the word imo by kohen gadol. What's the gzir shava? Ma imo ha'amar b'nazir, b'mosam eno metame, ava metame hu l'nigam u'lezivasam. So we'll say, just like ultimately, again, Imo, that it says by Kohen Gadol, teaches us that what? That he may not become Tomei, by Nazir, he may not become Tomei Tumas Meis for his relatives, but if they are afflicted with Saras, or they become a Zav or a Zava, the Nazir is permitted to go ahead and expose himself to that Tumah. So to again, the word Imo that's written by Kohen Gadol teaches us what? He may not go ahead and being the Kohen Gadol, cannot become metame tumas meis with his relatives. But he is permitted to go ahead and come in contact with them when they are tame because of their tsaras or because of their zivos. Fine. So we'll say, remember, that was not a long-winded discussion, but that was a longer discussion that was really only begun to establish one point, which was, how do we know that a Kohen Gadol can become Tameh for a Meis Mitzvah? And we'll say, what's the answer to that question? Where do we learn that out from? Simple answer, Aviv. Aviv, that's just, remember that whole discussion that we just had was only for that one word. So the Torah says, Akol Nafsho Smeis Lo Yavo, that teaches us that a Kohen Gadol may not go ahead and defile himself, become Tameh for any of the close relatives. Lo Aviv teaches us what? That he can become Tameh for his father, meaning close relative, but he can become Tameh for Tumas Meis. And Imo now is there for the Gzera Shava to teach us that it's only Tumas Meis that's a problem, but if his relatives are afflicted with other forms of Tumah, the Kohen Gadol may go ahead and expose himself to those people, may be exposed to those forms of Tumah. So now we've established that Lemaisa again, so a Kohen Gadol could become Tameh for Meis Mitzvah. Ashkechan Kohen Gadol. Nazir minolan. Rabbi say, how do I know that a Nazir has the ability to go ahead and become Tamei for a Meis Mitzvah? Pasuk says, Disanyo, Kol Yimei Zira Lashem, Anefesh Meis Lo Yavo. So Rabbi say, the Pasuk says, all the days of his Nazirite vow, he a nefesh meis lo yavo. Literally, for a nefesh meis, for a dead person, a dead soul, he may not come in contact. So the Gemara says, listen to this. Shomea ani afilu nefesh behema b'mashma. Maybe nefesh meis, even includes dead animals. Meaning, how do you know nefesh meis ultimately just means people, maybe means animals? Ke'inyon sheneemar, make nefesh behema. Now, the reason why the Gemara entertains the suggestion is why? Because you see that the Torah uses the word nefesh in the circumstance about the carcass of an animal as well. Talmud lomar, al nefesh meis. To which the Gemara says, it's true that nefesh is used by animals as well, but the phrase nefesh meis is only used in the Torah by people. Therefore, again, al nefesh meis lo yavo, benefesh adam hakosov medaber. Torah speaking about only dead people. Rabbi Shmuel says, eino tzarech, you don't even have to go ahead and get into this. Harehu omer lo yavo, We'll say the pasuk says al nefesh meis lo yavo. Now remember again, we spoke about this before. What does lo yavo refer to? Benafshos hametamos bebia hakasuv medaber. So let's remember again. What does it mean? Benafshos hametamos. What is lo yavo? We dashed this before a few days ago. Lo yavo refers to tumas ohel. So the Gemara is saying over here, Rabbi Shmuel is saying that the Torah, remember, when it says akol nafshos meis lo yavo, is meaning that he may not become tamei for the kind of tumah, bless you, that ultimately comes about or that ultimately can be transmitted through ohel. We'll say, what's the only type of tumah that can be transmitted through tumas ohel? Is people tumah, right? Is corpse tumah. Animal tumah, meaning as much as if you want to say that an avail or something else could transmit some level of tumah, at the end of the day, it cannot be done through an ohel. Therefore, Rabbi Shmuel says, you don't need to get into the drasha of nefesh meis. It's very simple. The fact that the Torah says lo yavo indicates that we're only talking about tumah that can be transmitted through ohel, and that's only human corpse tumah. Fine. So the Gemara goes weiter. So therefore, we've established so far, akol nefesh meis lo yavo, number one, the Nazir may not expose himself to any level of corpse tumah. Fine. So the Gemara says, La aviv uli imo. So why does the pasuk have to say for his father and his mother? Why does it have to mention his father and mother? La aviv uli imo edem atame, ava matame hula meis mitzvah. Oh, so what does aviv inu teach me? That teaching me that the Nazir may not become tame for his relatives, but what? He may become tame for meis mitzvah. To which the Gemara says, I don't understand. Ad shelo yomar yesh li bedin. But the Gemara says, I don't need a pasuk of Aviv and Imo to teach me that even though a Nazir can't become tamei for his relatives, that he can become tamei for a meis mitzvah. I could have learned this out from a Kal v'chomer. What's the Kal v'chomer? Ad shelo yomar, but instead of giving me a pasuk, yesh li bedin. I could have learned this out from a Kal v'chomer. What's the Kal v'chomer? Umar kohen gadol she kedushaso la metame la meis mitzvah. Well, if a kohen gadol whose kedusha is eternal, right, kedushas olam, is not permitted to go ahead and become tamei tumas meis. Now, I understand something. This is on two levels. First of all, kedushas kahuna in general, ultimately again, is kedushas olam. But remember, when you become the kohen gadol, you're the kohen gadol until when? Until you die, right? It's a life position. So when it comes to Kohen Gadol, Shekidushaso Kidushas Olam, his Kidusha is ongoing, Metame la Meis Mitzvah, yet he has a license to become Tame for Meis Mitzvah, Nazir Shein Kidushaso Kidushas Olam, Eino Din Shemetame la Meis Mitzvah, to Rabosai Nazir, who is not Kidushaso Kidushas Olam, Rabosai, even though you could technically become a Nazir Olam. But what he's saying is that the inherent state of Naziros is not an eternal state. The de facto state of Naziros is a capped state. So if a Kohen Gadol, whose Kedusha is Kedushas Olam, is an ongoing eternal Kedusha, so he could become Tamei for a Meis Mitzvah. Certainly a Nazir whose Kedusha is not an ongoing Kedusha could become Tamei for a Meis Mitzvah. To which the Gemara says, well, I'll tell you why it doesn't work. Now remember, what you see the pattern over here, the Gemara is always suggesting is, if I don't need a pasuk, I'd rather not use a pasuk, because then I can use a pasuk with something else. I could also have a kal v'chomer. But obviously, I do need the pasuk, and I'll tell you why. Lo im amrit bekoin gadol, shekein eno mevi karban al tumaso, tomar benozir shemevi karban al tumaso. Suppose I listen to this. So the Gemara says, but one second, the Kal v'chomer doesn't really work. Why? Because the Kal v'chomer presupposes that Kohen Gadol is the Chomer and Nazir is the Kal. Right? So if ultimately, again, if it's true by the Chomer, if the more Chomer Kedusha, Kohen Gadol could become Tamei for a Meis Mitzvah, then certainly the more Kal Kedusha of a Nazir could become Tamei for a Tumas Mitzvah, to a Meis Mitzvah. To which the Gemara says, but one second, there is a Chumrah that Nazir has over Kohen Gadol, which is Karban, that when a Nazir becomes Tamei, there are Karbanos he has to bring. A Kohen Gadol, when he becomes Tamei, does not have to bring a Karban for his Tumah. Tomar benazir shemevi Karban al Tumaso. Be it a Nazir does have to bring a Karban for his Tumah. To which the Gemara says, Hoil umevi Karban al Tumaso. So I could have made the logical argument to say that since a Nazir has to bring a Karban when he becomes Tamei, therefore what? Perhaps he should not become Tamei even for a Meis Mitzvah. As we both say, since there's a sacrificial obligation that's incurred when he becomes Tamei, perhaps a Nazir does not become Tamei for a Meis Mitzvah. Therefore, I need the Pasuk, Tamud Lomar, La'aviv u'li'imo lo yitama, avam Tamei le Meis Mitzvah, Therefore, Abba said the Gemara demonstrates that the pasuk by Nazir is necessary. That Ula Aviv Uli Imo teaches me that what? It is for the relatives, or really for anyone else, that a Nazir can't become Tame, but for a Meis Mitzvah, he absolutely can. Oh, Eino Mitame La Aviv Uli Imo. But maybe there's another possibility. Maybe when the Torah says that he can't become defiled for his father and his mother, what does it mean? It means for his father and his mother he may not become tamei. But what? But perhaps for other people he can become tamei. So now this is an interesting havamina. So the havamina here is that maybe what the Torah is coming to do is trying to limit his ability to become tamei for his family members, but he can become tamei for other people. So you say to yourself, what kind of havamina is that? So also maybe the havamina is that, you know, the Nazir is only permitted to engage in selfless tumah, but selfish tumah ultimately, again, it's not permitted. So again, to take care of your family, there's a certain negius in that. Maybe you can't take care of somebody, but you can't, whatever it is, it doesn't really matter what the logic is, because the Gemara is trying to figure out, again, a havamina of the pasuk. So maybe, again, the Avi Ulimo teaches me that it's only for his own parents, it's only for his own family that he can't become tame, but for others he can, meaning for unrelated people he can, to which the Gemara says, I'll tell you why that can't work. Amrit Kavachomer, because you can make a Kavachomer. What's the Kavachomer? Uma Kohen had Yot Shemetami Likrovin, Eino Metami Lisharmesin, because I will say for a Kohen had Yot who could become Tame for a regular Kohen, become Tame for the seven close relatives, but yet he can't become Tame for other people. Nazir Shein Metami Likrovin, a Nazir who may not become Tame for his close relatives, Eino Din Shalo Yitame Lisharmesin. It goes without saying that what? That he can't become Tame for other people, to which the Gemara says, "Ha matam lomar lo aviv uli imo." So, what does the Torah come to teach me when it says, "For his father and his mother, lo aviv uli imo hu delo metame, ava metame hu lemeis mitzvah." So, it comes to teach us that what Rabbi Ozai comes to teach us that Nazir can't become tame for his father and his mother, but he may become tame for a meis mitzvah. So what's interesting to note over here is, by Kohen Gadol, we're learning out the license to become tame for a meis mitzvah from the word imo, and for Nazir, we're learning it out from the phrase, lo aviv uli imo lo yitama, for his family he may not become tame, but for a meis mitzvah he can. To which the Gemara says, ad shlo yomar, before you get into a pasuk, Yeshli Bedin. I could have made a Kavachomer to arrive at the same conclusion. What's the Kavachomer? Ne'emar Bichlolos, Bekoin Gadol, Ne'emar Kololos Benazir. So we'll say, what does this mean? So the Marnav says the following. There are, the Torah uses, Kololos means, we'll say, like a klal, like a general overarching statement by Nazir, and a general overarching statement by Kohen Gadol. So, for example, by Kohen Gadol it says, "Va'al nefesh meis lo yavo." I will say, so that is a Claudius Dick statement, right? That is a general statement. "Al nefesh meis lo yavo." He may not come in contact with a dead person. And it also says a klalos, right? Just remember, this is klalos with a chaf, not a kuf. Right? It also says a klalos dika statement, a general statement by Nazir. What's that statement? Ule nefesh lo yitama. So Gemara's pointing out over here, it says these open-ended general statements that they may not become tame to any person. Ma klalos ha'omer ha'amuras bekoin gadol lo aviv eino metame ava metame lemeis mitzvah. So we'll say, just like the general statement by Kohen Gadol from that, we learn out that Kohen Gadol may not become Tamei for his general relatives, but may become Tamei for his for a meis mitzvah. Af kelalos ha'amuros b'nazir la'aviv ein la'metamei, ava metamei la'meis mitzvah. So too I can make the argument that the general statement made by Nazir teaches us that for his father, he may not become Tamei, but he can become Tamei for a meis mitzvah. Okay, la'chala derech zeh. So also, I see the Gemara suggesting you could almost make a kavachomer again from the general statements. If the general statement by Kohen Gadol teaches me that there's a dispensation for meis mitzvah, so too what the general statement by Nazir also teaches me that there's a dispensation for meis mitzvah. Oh, kele'chala derech zu. Or perhaps we could take another approach. What's the other approach? Ne'emar kelalos b'kohen hedyot. It says a general statement by Kohen Hedyot. Now, what's the general statement by Kohen Hedyot? Va'al kol nafshos meis lo yavo. That's the general statement by Kohen Hedyot. V'ne'emar kelalos b'nozir. And it says a general statement by Nazir, Makalalo Samuros Bekoin Head Yot Mitame La Aviv. So I will say, just like the general statement made by Kohen Head Yot teaches us that what? That the Kohen Head Yot has the ability to become Tame for his, Mitame La Aviv, I'm sorry. Just like the general statement by Kohen Head Yot teaches us that the Kohen Head Yot may become Tame for his seven close relatives, Af Kilalo Samuros Ben Nazir Mitame La Aviv. I would have thought also that the general statement by Nazir teaches me that a Nazir could become Tame for one of his close relatives. Therefore, the Pasuk says, for his father and his mother, this is by the Nazir, he may not become Tame. Ha lemeis mitzvah mitame. But for a meis mitzvah, he is permitted to become Tame. To which the Gemara says, well, 1 second. Ha mi boili lomar, shein mitame la'aviv, shein mitame la'aviv, Ella the aviv, but this pasuk is necessary to teach me that he can't become tummy to his father. Meaning, I need this. I can't use that phrase to teach me that he can become tummy for a meis mitzvah. I actually need that phrase to teach me what Rabbi say, that he's not permitted to become tummy for his parents, for his father. Ella the aviv lomar shein metame laviv. So Rabbi say, listen to this. So this is going to be the Gemara suggestion of the drush. Remember, this is by the Nazir. So the Torah says to me the following. When it says that he can't become tummy for his father, that teaches me that he can't become tummy for his father. That's what it teaches me. Lo achiv, what does lo achiv teach me? Lo achiv teaches me. Eino matame. I'm sorry. Lo achiv eino matame. Halameis mitzvah matame. Supposed to listen to this. So right now, I was making the following suggestion. Remember, the pasuk that they're quoting over here is lo aviv uli imo, lo achiv ula achoso. Lo yitame lahem b'mosam. For his father, for his mother, for his brother, for his sister, he may not become tame to them in their death. Ki nezer elokal arosho. Because literally the nezirus of God is on his head. And this is a much more expansive pasuk now. So here's what the Gemara suggesting. Bless you. Lo aviv teaches me that what? Nazir, bless you. Nazir may not become tame to his father. Okay? That's, now remember, once you're saying father, what does father teach me? Father teaches me, again, general relatives, close relatives, fine. Lo achiv, what does achiv teaches me? I must say, now remember, once I have aviv, do I really need achiv? Not really. So what does achiv teach me? For his brother, meaning for one of the close relatives, he can't become tameh. Ha, lemeis mitzvah metameh. That teaches me that what? That lemeis, he can become tameh for a meis mitzvah. Uli imo, what does imo teach me? Legzer shava lechidrebi. Now I must say, remember, imo is the gzer shava amar alf. What's the gzer shava of Rebbe? That's the Gzeres Shavah that teaches me that it's only Tumas Meis that the Nazir may not expose himself to, but what? But other forms of Tumah, like Tzara'as, or like Zav, Zava, that's fine. La Choso, what does Achoso teach me? Listen to this. L'chid Desanya. Desanya, La Choso Matam Lomar. Why does the Torah have to say that he can't become Tamei for his sister who passed away? Listen to this. Hare, Shahalach Lishchot Es Pischo. So Rabbi said, let's say you had the following case. You had a person who was going to Shecht its Karan Pesach. Rabbi said, the Rush points out over here, if you look at the Rush, it's about 10 lines in. Hari Shahaya Holech, Yisrael Ve'eno Nazir. This example the Gemara is making over here is a regular guy. Regular guy. He's not a Nazir. He's not a Kohen Gadol. Just a regular guy who's walking to Shecht its Karan Pesach. Right? Rabbi said, you know, one of the exciting things you can do in Israel, if you go into the Gush, you can actually walk Derech Ha'avot. It's amazing. You could actually go ahead and walk on the pathway that the Oli Regal used to walk in Yerushalayim. I mean, you could even see they unearthed the mikvaos. It's absolutely amazing to see that path. So imagine you're walking to Yerushalayim, Halavai Bekarvo Bizocha for this, to Shecht my Karma Pesach, or Lamoles Buno, or to go in and circumcise my son. And what happens? Vishama Shemes Lo Mes. And I heard that one of my relatives went ahead and passed away. So what happens if I'll say, so now remember, the reason they're bringing in karma, the reason they're bringing in Mila over here is not because of Mila. If you take a look at Rashi, Rashi says over here, Rashi says, look, it's on the Hari Hari Shaya Nazir Valik Lamos Bel Velishkot as Pischo, but Haidi Makitle Adodi, Hainu Mishum de Milas Zechara Vavod of Ma'akvin as Pischo. I will say, remember, in order for me to have Karan Pesach, all of the male members of my household must be circumcised. So this is really about Karan Pesach over here. So I'm going to go in and shech my Karan Pesach. And what happens? Visham Shames Lames. I heard Nebuch, a relative passed away, close relative passed away. Yachol Yitama, I might have thought that I should go back and become Tame and take care of the burial needs. Amrit lo yitama. Therefore, the pasuk says what? So lo yitama. Rabbi said the Gemara darshins to mean this is a specific case of where I'm going to do Karban Pesach, and I hear that a close relative passed away. I might have thought that I should go back and take care of the burial. Kamash molon what? Go do your Karban Pesach. Rabbi said now what's the halachic argument for that? Take a look at the Rush for just a moment. The Rush says Yochol yitama. The asi asay the tumas krovim the chsiv b'koin hedyot. Lo yitama, the dachi asay the pesach umila. I might have thought that the obligation to take care of the burial of my relatives sets aside the asay of karban pesach. Amrit lo yitama. Therefore, the Torah tells us that no, you should go do the karban pesach. Do not become tamei. Why? The chamir asay dido the isbahu karis. Chaz Rabbo say failure to go and offer up the karban pesach is punishable by karis. Therefore, again, interestingly enough, the Gemara is darshening, because we also say, remember, all of these words appear at first glance to be extra. Once you tell me that Lamaisa, again, he can't become tummy for his relatives, why do you have to say La'aviv, or La'imo, La'achiv, or La'achoso, to which the Gemara says, because each of those words teaches me an important halacha. Aviv teaches me Meis Mitzvah, that he can't become tummy for Meis Mitzvah. Imo is Gzir Shavah. Achiv teaches me that he can't become tummy for relatives. Achiv teaches me that he can become tummy for Meis Mitzvah. Achoso teaches me that normally I can't become tummy for Achoso. In what case? It's teaching me a specific case of Karma Pesach. That if I'm on my way to do Karma Pesach and I hear that one of the close relatives died, I should not become tummy for the close relative. Instead, I should continue on and do my Karma Pesach. So the Gemara says, Amrit lo yitama. Yachol lo yitama le Meis Mitzvah. So I might have thought that again, maybe this means also I should become tummy for a Meis Mitzvah. Talmud lomar la'achoso. La'achosu de'ina metame hametame le'meis mitzvah. I want to say, even though we learned this out already from Achiv, but the Gemara is reinforcing this drasha again, that again, this license, or this obligation, I should say not license, this obligation to not become tame only applies in a non-meis mitzvah circumstance.
You're darshaning the pasuk of Nazim, right?
Correct.
And yet the drash machoso is a
stam person. Correct. Well, correct, but that's okay. We can learn out. It's okay. It's going to be okay. The idea, we see this all the time, where the Torah will go ahead and include extra words in a circumstance, and I don't need it for that context, so I'm going to use it in a more global context. So here, correct, we're using the achoso of Nazir to teach me a general law in Tuma by Shar Kol Adam.
So what makes it shiny? Why he has an out, so why should he have to be the
out? No, because first of all, Pesach Sheni is ex post facto, and Pesach Sheni is limited to two situations. Somebody who is already Tameh, or Bederach Rechoka. Here, again, I'm not already Tameh. I want to go and become Tameh. So that's Gufa the Chiddush. The Chiddush is that even though there is Pesach Sheni, and I might have thought I have a makeup, because I'm not yet Tameh, I have to continue on my course. It's a very dramatic halacha. So what do you mean?
We're looking for this limo, but why can't we learn from Kain Gala that you can have a Mesmith so learn to not there?
Just from that general meaning, let emo be everything. That's a good question. I don't know. The only answer I could give to that is I guess that was not the Masorah they had for the Gzeir Shava, which is a little bit of a cop-out answer. But that's, I don't know. You're just saying good, meaning there's an easy resolution to all of this, which is we've already established by Kohen Gadol, make a Gzeir Shava emo from Kohen Gadol to Nazir. I don't know. It's a good kasha. So the Gemara says the following. So the Gemara says, so Tamalom Lachos 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 Mitzvah. Bikiva says, Nafshos. Rabbi says, here the Pasuk says, Kol Yimei, now it's not Nafshos, the Pasuk says, Kol Yimei Hiziro Lashem, all the days that he is a Nazir, Al Nefesh Meis Lo Yavo. He may not become Tamei to a Nefesh Meis. So the Gemara says, Nafshos, the Gemara uses the word Nafshos, but the word on the Pasuk is really Nefesh. What does it mean when it says Nefesh? Nafshos, Elu HaRechokin. This refers ultimately again to people who are not related to you. Meis, word mace, Elu HaKrovim, This refers ultimately again to people who are close to you. La'aviv uli imo, meaning I can't become tummy to non-relatives, I can't become tummy to relatives. La'aviv uli imo eino metame. He may not become tummy to his father or to his mother. Ava metame hu lemeis mitzvah. But he can become tummy for a meis mitzvah. La'achiv, what does it mean for his brother? Shim haya kohen gadol v'hu nazir. We'll say, listen to this. Let's say the guy was both a kohen gadol and a nazir. Le'echav eino metame. So we'll say, in this case over here, he has double kiddusha. He's a kohen gadol and nazir. So we'll say, by the way, just so you should understand, being kohen gadol and nazir is actually, we'll talk about this, but it's actually exceptionally problematic. Why is it exceptionally problematic? Because remember, again, it's interesting, we'll discuss this, but a kohen gadol has to cut his hair, the Rambam paskins, every week. Right? A nazir is not permitted to cut his hair at all. So we'll see, there are interesting ways in which you could balance these two. But again, not our topic for today. But if there's a kohen gadol and a nazir, so the achivet ametame, he may not become tummy for a relative, ametame ulemeis mitzvah, but he can become tummy for a meis mitzvah. La'achos, so what about for a sister? What do we do with that word? Kidisanya, harish hayach, holich, lishchot, es pischo, v'lamo les binos. We'll say, remember, we'll say, here's the good news. The good news is, we know that there's a drasha that teaches us that a nazir can become tummy for a meis mitzvah, right? What's the only shaila? The only shaila is what that drasha is, right? So learning that from a whole variety of drashas. So now the Gemara is giving another drasha. Or Rabbi Akiva gzer shava de Rabbi Minale. So we'll say, so this was sheet this Rabbi Akiva. We just got Rabbi Akiva's drashas. Very nice. But where does Rabbi Akiva learn out the gzer shava of Rabbi? Remember again, Rabbi's gzer shava was what? Was imo, which taught us that the only issue for kohen gadol and nazir is an issue ultimately by tumas meis. But by other forms of tumah, the kohen gadol can go ahead and the nazir can go ahead and expose themselves to that. But Rabbi Akiva uses imo for something else. So where do you learn out the gzer shava? Amar lecha, Gavan the Amar Mar im Haya Kohen Gadol v'Nazir. Since we said before that what if he's a Kohen Gadol and a Nazir, Lo Achiv Eino Metame, he may not become tummy for to his brother. Aval Metame Hu L'Meis Mitzvah, but he can become tummy for a Meis Mitzvah. If that's the case, ask the Gemara. Mali Kohen Gadol l'Chudei, Mali Nazir v'Kohen Gadol. The truth is, again, what does it really matter? Meaning, Rabbi Kiva was suggesting that Imo teaches me that the case where he's a Kohen Gadol and a Nazir, Lemaisa, again, he can't become tummy for his relative, but he can become tummy for a Meis Mitzvah. To which Rabbi Kiva and everything says, but 1 second, who cares? What distinction is there really between someone who's a Kohen Gadol versus someone who's a Kohen Gadol and a Nazir? Meaning, it doesn't really make any difference. If that's the case, I don't need a special limud for that. If that's the case, then the word Imo is really mufna, it's open for the Gzer Shava. Or Rabbi Shmuel, Kohen Gadol, v'hu Nazir minale. So Rabbi will say, ultimately, again, where does Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Shmuel's quote, remember, is a sheet on top of the daf. Where does Rabbi Shmuel learn out that a Kohen Gadol, who's also a Nazir, can become Tamei for a Meis Mitzvah? To which the Gemara says, Kevan Dishar Rachmana Chad Lav Gabe Meis Mitzvah, Mali Chad Lav, Mali Tre Lavin. So Rabbi Shmuel says something very interesting. You want to know how I learn out a Kohen Gadol who's a Nazir? Because if the Torah is going to permit you to violate one lav for a Meis Mitzvah, what does it matter if you violate one lav or two lav? And it's an interesting argument. In other words, that if I've already established that a Kohen Gadol could become Tamei for a Meis Mitzvah, so who cares if he's also a Nazir? Once that dispensation is there, that dispensation should apply no matter how many lavin you have to go ahead and violate. To which the Gemara says, Achoso lamali. So why do I need the word Achoso? Sakadai tchamina. Because I would have thought that when the Torah permits him to become tamei for a meis mitzvah, nazir v'kohen de isra lavihu. That's only true in a situation where there's a nazir and a kohen, where they're in violation of a lav of lenefesh meis lo yitama. Ava mila upesach dekares lo yitama. Dekares lo yitama le meis mitzvah. But on both sides, a situation of karma pesach, for example, where failure to perform the karma pesach is what? Is an iser kares. I might have thought that there is no dispensation for meis mitzvah in that case. Therefore, again, kamash mola no. Kamash on achoso teaches us that what Rabbi say? That it's not only in a situation where there's only a lav involved that you could be metame le meis mitzvah, but even in a situation where what? There's a potential issue for kares, you could also go ahead and become tame for a meis mitzvah. So Rabbi say again, we'll stop over here, but what comes out from this sugya is, we have successfully proven the origins for the dispensation for Kohen Gadol and for Nazir that they could become Tamei for a Meis Mitzvah. Remember, Kohen Gadol, it was pretty easy. Where do they learn out for Kohen Gadol? Aviv, right? That's it. Nazir has proven to be a bit more complicated, but the good news is we know the drasha is there. We know the drasha is there. It's just the machlokes ultimately again about what the drasha is. So we'll say, so bottom line, halacha lemaisa, again, both Kohen Gadol and Nazir have the license to become Tameh for Meis Mitzvah. And again, interestingly enough, we've now even seen a more dramatic case where someone is on their way to go ahead and perform the Karban Pesach, which failure to do so results in the Chiyuv Karis. But even in a case like that, one is permitted to go ahead and one is permitted to become Tameh for a Meis Mitzvah. So we'll stop over here. Allow me to share with you just a short